the Manchester VA, Kevin Forrest, the director, joining us, GMI Studios. Kevin, good morning. Season of Giving.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good. Season of Giving, you know, it's across the board, and we're passionate about supporting our veterans. I am, anyway, and you are. Tell us about what that means for you.
Well, it does. Well, you know, first to all our veteran listeners out there, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. And, you know, along with that, Jack, I think of, you know, I'm thankful for just this awesome volunteer workforce and all of the support from the community for really helping veterans out with whatever their needs are. And, you know, we've got 95 volunteers here at the Manchester VA who just help in all kinds of different ways. And today I've got our Chief of Community Development and Civic Engagement, Stella LaRoe, with us to talk a little bit about, you know, all the good things that our community and our volunteers do in supporting us.
Good morning, Stella. Thanks for what you do. Tell us about your job and how we can help.
Well, good morning, Jack. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. As you know, yesterday was Giving Tuesday, but for us, we're always in the giving season, and we rely on our community partners. And community partners for me and for our VA is our local residents to local sewing guilds and our big businesses out in the community. And each of these partners plays such an important role. There is no donation that we won't take that's too big or too small, and our veterans really count on all donations. And donations can range from grocery cards and gas cards, quilts, blankets, bags filled with clothes, and food for our food pantry. We have a really well-stocked food pantry, and it's being used quite often, as much as I hate to say that. And every donation we receive goes to our veterans. Write to them. We put them out. We call them. We have a great community workforce that goes out and helps them, so all our donations go right to them. But one thing that our veterans would also love is a volunteer of time. We are always looking for more volunteers. Right now, our DAV, our Disabled American Veterans organization, are looking for DAV drivers to help go out into the community and pick up our veterans. So if anybody would love to volunteer, we would certainly take them.
Right.
We take ages of 14 on up. Our youngest volunteer right now is 24. Our oldest is 93, who happens to be a DAV driver and does fantastic. He's very well loved and very well received. So,
Can I interrupt just a minute, Stella and Kevin?
Absolutely.
That one might get some people to respond, and they might want to know simple things, and maybe you can talk about it. What's involved for me to volunteer to drive some veterans and help on, you know, a couple days a week to have a shift because it would get me busy and focused, and I'd be feeling like I'm doing some good? What are the requirements? Do I pay for my own fuel? Is there any pay? Because some people have these questions, right? And how do people learn more and follow up to kind of get on the list and who's appropriate? Can you answer some of those?
I certainly can, Jack. So as long as they have a valid driver's license, that's the main thing. Insurance, they have to have their own insurance. They would fill out a voluntary packet. They would have to pass a physical. And right now, we are requiring the COVID and flu shot. And basically, that's it. We take it from there. They will be fingerprinted also.
What about cost of just transportation, using your own vehicle kind of thing? Or do you not use your own?
They do not use their own vehicle. We have DAV transport vans right here on site.
Okay, so that answers part of that. And what do you find from your volunteers? You mentioned the elderly gentleman in his 90s. Do they really feel like, hey, this is important to me, I really love it or enjoy it? What's your feedback?
Oh, absolutely. This particular volunteer wants to keep driving. He loves it. He does one day a week. And, you know, we'll take 5 days a week. We'll take one day a week, whatever they can offer. But, yes, these volunteers, and mind you, they're not all veterans, so I want to stress that you do not have to be a veteran to volunteer. everybody just really enjoys working with the veteran population.
You know, Jack, I was down serving coffee in the entryway for veterans coming into the medical center this morning and speaking to one of our volunteers. And, you know, he worked here back in the 1980s. And I said, well, you're still here. And he goes, you know, I just missed this place. And I love just working with the volunteers. So we get some real kind of historical perspective from our volunteer workforce, which is really, really great.
All right. And what else, anything else, though, on this front? Because I think these partnerships, getting more people involved in the VA is one of the best ways, Kevin, we can spread the word to what veterans know about some stuff they may not even be aware of. How can people, other people type, you know, other groups help you on whether it's donating? You know, I one of the things I think of, too, Dr. Vic, you and I were talking earlier about the cost of renting. I got a very nice, Kevin, I haven't told you this yet, so I should tell you offline, but I got a very nice email from a listener over the holidays, and it's basically, Jack, I listen to the show, I'm a developer, I have some properties, I think I'm going to offer monthly now a $1,000 a month rental, you know, option of my housing, my apartments, for a veteran.
Yeah,
because veterans have it. You know, people, especially on a fixed income, renting is expensive. So if I'm a landowner, can I help? How can people help you, Kevin and Stella?
So, Jack, you know, I would say even today I'm speaking at a groundbreaking for HUD-VASH program, our homeless veteran program, for people in the community. It sounds like just like this person to help veterans in need. And I think, you know, to answer the question is to get with us and speak about, you know, how people would want to help and get them, you know, to our homeless team and those who help with veteran housing.
All right. And Dr. Vic, any thoughts?
No, listen, I think it's great. I mean, the New Hampshire community spirit is alive and well. And I think just getting the awareness out there, people have this giving instinct. I think anything we can do to help would be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's the best way to contact, you on the giving side or volunteer side?
I can answer that, Jack. They can call us at 603-624-4366. Extension 1852-6422 or 6419.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Kevin. Any final thoughts?
Just, you know, a shout out to all our veterans out there, wishing you a happy holiday season. We are here for you. If anybody needs us for whatever those needs, health care or otherwise, please give us a call.
All right. Hey, both of you, thank you for what you do. We'll get you again before the break. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks so much, Dirk. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stel. Thank you, Stel, for what you do.